Enter the 21st century with this spirit of mutual understanding and acceptance, our children and their children will surely benefit. A year ago in Florence, a Catholic priest told me that he was interested in learning more about Buddhism. I asked him to share with me his understanding of the Holy Spirit, and he replied, "The Holy Spirit is the energy sent by God." His statement touched me deeply. It confirmed my feeling that the safest way to approach the Trinity is through the door of the Holy Spirit. In Buddhism, our effort is to practice mindfulness in each moment, to know what is going on within and all around us. When the Buddha was asked, "Sir, what do you and your monks practice?" he replied, "We sit, we walk, and we eat." The questioner continued, "But sir, everyone sits, walks, and eats." And the Buddha told him, "When we sit, we know we are sitting. When we walk, we know we are walking. When we eat, we know we are eating. Most of the time, we are lost in the past or carried away by future projects and concerns. When we are mindful, touching deeply the present moment, we can see and listen deeply, and the fruits are always understanding, acceptance, love, and the desire to relieve suffering and bring joy. To me, mindfulness is very much like the Holy Spirit. Both are agents of healing. When you have mindfulness, you have love and understanding, you see more deeply, and you can heal the wounds in yourself." The Buddha was called the King of Healers in the Bible. When someone touches Christ, he or she is healed. It is not just touching a cloth that brings about miracle. When you touch deep understanding and love, you are healed. The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove, penetrated him deeply, and he became the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Jesus healed whatever he touched. With the Holy Spirit in him, his power as a healer transformed many people. All schools of Christianity agree on this. I told the priest that I felt that all of us also have the seed of the Holy Spirit in us, the capacity of healing, transforming, and loving. When we touch that seed, we are able to touch also God the Father and God the Son. Let's continue.
When Thich Nhat Hanh was a young monk in Vietnam, each village temple had a big bell, like those in Christian churches in Europe and America. Whenever the bell was invited to sound, in Buddhist circles we never say hit or strike a bell. All the villagers would stop what they were doing and pause for a few moments to breathe in and out in mindfulness. At Plum Village, the Sangha, or community of practice where Thich Nhat Hanh lives in France, we do the same. Every time we hear the bell, we go back to ourselves and enjoy our breathing. Breathing in, we say, silently, "Listen, listen." And breathing out, we say, "This wonderful sound brings me back to my true home." Ben Kingsley continues.
20 years ago, at a conference of theologians and professors of religion, an Indian Christian friend told the assembly, "We are going to discuss many traditions, but we're not going to make a fruit salad." When it came my turn to speak, I said, "Fruit salad can be delicious. I have shared the Eucharist with Father Daniel Berrigan, and our worship became possible because of the sufferings we Vietnamese and Americans shared over many years." Some of the Buddhists present were shocked to hear that I had participated in the Eucharist, and many Christians